More decades flickered by, more transfers of ownership, all of it an uninteresting blur around the changeless painting itself. At last she approached the start of the 16th century and was nearing his studio in Florence. Even now, copies were being made by the master's own students, but all of the copies were of this, the lost original she had identified. Perhaps there would be no more surprises. She was to be proved wrong. Oh, it was true that he was involved in the composition, preliminary sketches, and much of the painting's design. It was to be the ideal portrait, he declared grandly, the features and symbolic overtones of its subject synthesized into a perfect unity, and with a sweeping, flowing style to astound his contemporaries and fascinate later generations. The conception, indeed, was his, and the triumph, but not the execution. The master, distracted by many commissions and his wider interests in science and technology, left that to others. Bernice, awe and dismay swirling in her heart, watched as a young man from the provinces called Rafael Sanzio painstakingly applied the last touches to that gentle, puzzling smile. Patefield testimony. It is a matter of regret that many cherished and harmless myths now exposed to the cold light of this future day are evaporating. Betsy Ross is a notorious recent instance. There really was a Betsy Ross, but she was never visited by George Washington. She was not asked to make a flag for the new nation. She did not work on its design with Washington. She did not make up the flag in her back parlor. As far as can be determined, all this stuff was a concoction of her grandsons, almost a century later. Davy Crockett's myth was self-manufactured, his coonskin legend developed fairly cynically to create popularity by the Whig Party in Congress. There has been not one Wormcam observation of him using the phrase, "bah hunting," on Capitol Hill. Paul Revere, on the other hand, has had his reputation enhanced by the Wormcam. For many years, Revere served as the principal rider for Boston's Committee of Safety. His most famous ride, to Lexington to warn revolutionary leaders that the British were on the march, was, ironically, more hazardous. Revere's achievement still more heroic, even than the legend of Longfellow's poem. But still, many modern Americans have been dismayed by the heavy French accent Revere had inherited from his father. And so it goes on. Not just in America, but around the world. There are even some famous figures, the commentators call them snowmen, who prove never to have existed at all. What is becoming more interesting than the myths themselves has been the study of how the myths were constructed from sparse or unpromising facts, indeed, sometimes from no facts, in a kind of mute conspiracy of longing, very rarely under anybody's conscious control. We must wonder where this will lead us. Just as the human memory is not a passive recorder, but a tool in the construction of the self, so history has never been a simple record of the past, but a means of shaping peoples. But just as each human will now have to learn to construct a personality in the glare of pitiless Wormcam inspection, so communities will have to come to terms with the stripped bare truth of their own past, and find new ways to express their common values and history if they are to survive the future. And the sooner we get on with it, the better. Similon Glacier, Alps, April 2321 BC. It was an elemental world. Black rock, blue sky, hard white ice. This was one of the highest passes in the Alps. The man, alone, moved through this lethal environment with utter confidence. But Marcus knew the man he watched was already approaching the place where, slumped over a boulder and with his Neolithic toolkit stacked neatly at his side, he would meet his death. At first, as he had explored the possibilities of the Wormcam here at the Institute of Alpine Studies at the University of Innsbruck, Marcus Pinch had feared that the Wormcam would destroy archaeology and replace it with something more resembling butterfly hunting, the crude observation of the truth, perhaps by untrained eyes. There would be no more Schliemanns, no more Troys, no more patient unraveling of the past from shards and traces.